FBI agents are searching an apartment in Phoenix looking for information about last night's shooting in Dallas outside a provocative contest for cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Two gunmen drove up and opened fire with assault rifles, hitting a security officer in the leg. Another police officer shot and killed the two gunmen. The group behind the contest, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, had offered a $10,000 prize for the best depiction of the Prophet. The group's founder, Pamela Geller, said the event was taking a stand for freedom of speech. But our next guest says hers is an anti-Muslim hate group. Mark Potok is senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They track hate groups. And so, Mark, you know, the magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris also said it stood for freedom of speech. And when shooters killed cartoonists there who depicted the Prophet, people defended the magazine. What in your mind is different here with the American Freedom Defense Initiative holding a cartoon contest?
Well, I think there is a difference. When you look at Charlie Hebdo, the reality is that the vast majority of the targets of their satire, of their lampooning, are not Muslims. They are, in fact, the kind of the rich and the powerful, and much more established. So a very small part of their ire was directed at these very vulnerable people in France. In the case of Pam Geller's outfit, we are talking about an organization which is solely and wholly dedicated to defaming Muslims, and not just radical Islamists, but Muslims of all stripes.
Tell us why you think that.
Well, she describes Islam as an ideology, the most radical and extreme ideology on the face of the earth. She has a whole set of conspiracy theories that go along with that, many of which have to do with Barack Obama, our president. She's described Obama as the love child of Malcolm X. She's promulgated the idea that his mother, posed for a pornographic magazine, that he was involved with a crack whore, that he's really a Muslim, that he wants jihad to win. And so on. And she has specialized in these kind of provocations for a long time. She has published pictures on her own website of the Prophet Muhammad with a pig's face. She posted another video at one point which suggested that Muslims engaged regularly in bestiality.
Well, so the list is long, and people might remember that she also started the anti-Islam blog Atlas Shrugs in 2004, but people really got to know about her in 2010 when she led that fight against a Muslim community center near Ground Zero in New York. But
right, which she described as a victory mosque, celebrating the victory of 9/11.
And they also, hers is a group that posted those anti-Muslim ads in major U.S. cities. So how do you square this, though? Because it's also a group that says it's devoted to freedom of speech. And in fact, it was a contest, you know, that expressed the freedom to have an opinion.
Yeah, I would say two things in response to that. One, I don't think Pam Geller's object at all was to promote free speech. It was to bring more attention to Pam Geller, which is unfortunately what this shooting will do. The other thing I would say is that, I and the Southern Poverty Law Center are absolutely defenders of free speech. We are not suggesting in any way that Pam Geller should somehow be muzzled. This, in a sense, is the price of doing business in a democracy. We have to allow this kind of speech.
But you wanted people to know, want people to know about the group. Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, thanks as always.